Welcome to Positive Impact with Andrew Schultz.
Hey guys, welcome back to Positive Impact. On today's episode, I have a very special guest. He is a Reiki master, he's a body worker, he's a mentor, he's a trusted friend. He's somebody who has been an integral part of my life over the last 9 months since I met him. And it's an honor to welcome my good friend, Eric Betancourt. Eric, what's up, brother?
Yeah. Hey, Andrew. Just blessed to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm just excited to, have a deep conversation with you and see where it brings us. Can we get any closer? I mean, this is great. I mean, this is, what I love doing. I love to, be able to share and help and guide people on their, positive impact journey.
Amen, brother. And you have been exactly that for me when I met you 9 months ago. My girlfriend Melissa introduced us. Eric had been doing body work on Melissa, and she was raving about him. And I remember our first session together. It wasn't, I don't even know what you call it, man. It's not body. It's so much deeper and it's so much bigger than body work. Every time I'm with you, and when I met Eric 9 months ago, I've been with him once a month, every month consistently. And it is a spiritual experience every time I'm with you.
Well, thank you. I don't like to really explain what I do. I like people to come in with no expectations. When I'm around people that have experienced my treatments, I like them to explain it. I like, to have those personal experiences, because with every client that I've had, every experience is absolutely different. And it just depends on where you're at with your spiritual journey. And yeah, you nailed it. I mean, it's energy work meets body work. I like to explain that, this journey that we're on is for me, I like to think of it as, the Trinity, kind of like, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's spiritual, it's mental, and it's physical. And, if you focus on those three aspects, you're bound to find that higher self and that true potential that is within you.
Well said, the Trinity. And right off the bat, I want to share my last session with you. We did some work that I want you to go into detail on what that specifically is. But you made a comment, Eric, that over the last 9 months, you have never felt my torso, my midsection, as surrendered.
Correct.
And so as I was thinking, I've been thinking about that a lot. You felt me surrender my body. There was a felt experience from your standpoint, from your perspective, that I was surrendered. And it got me thinking, like, I want to surrender mentally and intellectually and emotionally, but I can't, I need to embody it for that to be a felt experience. I need to embody that surrender. So from your perspective, like, how does that work? Like, because I want to surrender, like, in my brain, but our body is the one that keeps score. So it's up to our body to do the surrendering.
That's correct. It's kind of like connecting the mind, body, and spirit. It's great that your mind wants to surrender, but you also have to surrender from your heart, and you have to surrender from your body. And I think when that happens and you allow, it's all about allowing. Allow the work to open you up. And so you are able to receive the light for that healing and clearing.
Yeah. Allow and from the heart.
Correct.
Allow from the heart. And it comes back to the Trinity, because for people listening, Eric does a beautiful, like, you have such deep reverence, and you're a man of deep faith. And that's what I know unites us. You know, for some things when I was preparing, like, how do I explain Eric? The words that I use to explain Eric are a man of deep faith, a humble servant, a trusted elder, wisdom purveyor. And then I also think, like, God works through you. There is no doubt about it. You are a conduit, instrument, and vehicle of God's love and peace. And when you're ready, when you put your hands on me, you say a beautiful prayer in deep reverence to God and the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I know for me, when you say that, it just allows me to soften and surrender even more, because I know you have such deep respect and reverence for what you're about to do and where you're putting your hands on my body. It's a very intimate and sacred gesture. Mm-hmm. But like it's what you do is, as I'm thinking about it, it's so intimate and sacred.
Yeah. And I think that's why that prayer is just so important, because, you know, in the beginning of the practice, you know, this is like energy work meets body work, and you hit it on the head. I mean, that belly, that stomach is the most sacred part of your body, because you have all your organs there, and, you know, you have your liver, your spleen, just your intestines. I mean, just everything is working in there. And as we find out, as we grow, we store all of our emotions. We store our fear and our anxiety. And, you know, and with years of that, you feel those knots in your stomach. You feel that twistedness in your stomach. And, you know, today with society and, you know, where food is at, where it's not as nutrition, it's as it was. And, you know, there are a lot of elements with viruses and bacteria, and, you know, there's just so much going on there, and it's the big controller. You know, you have the Dantian, which is 2 inches below your belly button, and that's that connection from the lower half and the upper half. And when you're able to release those emotions and then separate that upper half and lower half and have your body work independently, instead of, you know, all your fascia pulling everything together and just like really strangling your stomach. When that opens up, that's where the healing begins.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, the way I describe Eric's work is, you know, I've had deep massages, like deep tissue massages, and Eric's work is times that by 100. I have the healthiest, I have so much fear, because I used to drive from San Diego to San Clemente, where Eric's office is, I had such fear of going to see Eric, because I knew it was going to be so painful. But that pain, it has a purpose. And for me, as an addict and an alcoholic, Eric, for so many years, I stored those emotions and those experiences and that trauma. I know I stored it in my body without giving it a release and an outlet. And for, you know, 36 years, I got sober at 36. All those traumas and those experiences, I know, you just said it, I'm storing in my body. And I know they're not going to go away just because I get sober physically. Right. And so,
correct.
I think your work, for people listening, a lot of people are in recovery or sober, curious. And, you know, as I go to see you, I know there's years and years of stored trauma and stress and that I've been holding on to. Right. And that's why it's so important that to allow you to get in there to release it.
Yeah. And think about it. When you came to me, you were very grounded with your faith, right? You've opened up to God. You've accepted him. Jesus Christ is your savior. And, You know, that's great. That's that spiritual connection. You know, when I check every person that comes through the door, you know, sometimes that connection between you and God is maybe blocked. Maybe there's still some trauma in your heart. Maybe there's some pain in your hip or something like that. And, you know, then the next step is clearing the chatter in your mind. And when you clear that chatter in your mind, you know, those things that pop in your mind that are about the past, that are about the future, you know, instead of being in the now and within breath. And then last, which I think that you're speaking about, the physical, is, you know, that pain. And I'll tell you, you know, I don't do anything to any of my clients that I haven't personally experienced. And I mean, I've had my warrior cries through my bodywork sessions too. And, you know, when I'm able to release that, and whether it's scream, whether it's cry, whether it's just, you know, yelling out, letting that fear out of your body. Remember, when that pain that you're feeling, that's just fear leaving the body. And I'm to the point now in certain areas of my body where, you know, that fear is gone. And it's such a amazing feeling when, you know, you've had this hip pain or this pain in your lower back and it's just bugged you. And, you know, let's face it, you know, when your loved one is asking you to do something and you have that pain in your body, you know, you start to get angry. And it's not angry at your partner or your loved one. It's angry because you got this pain in your body. But if you look into it deeply, where did that pain come from? Mm-hmm. You know, were you at one point cheating on another loved one and, you know, you slipped and fell, or you kicked a curb and caused a pain in your hip. And then now that pain stays with you, and that memory of you not being true to yourself stays in that hip. Now working with a new relationship and a loved one, and that pops up, to be able to get rid of that pain and to allow that to let go, and whatever pain that you deal with in the body work and let go, it moves on. It moves from your body. It distributes to energy and releases, and then you're free. So at the end of the day, the goal is to be pain-free so that your mind, body, and spirit can stay connected.
Mm. And for people listening, the first thing Eric does when our sessions start is he measures my energy. Like, am I closed off? Is it my chakras that you're measuring?
Yes. Okay. So what I use is some dowsing rods. Dowsing rods are copper rods that spin freely on ball bearings. I use this technique that was taught to me by a really famous Qigong and grandmaster in the martial arts. But what this allows people to do is, people that are not sensitive to energy, they can't feel it, they can't see it. This is the scientific proof that, hey, here's where you're blocked. And then when I channel Christ consciousness and the Holy Spirit and the energy that I receive in, I'm able to detect which areas are blocked. And then I'm given messages to help that individual release those areas and open up. Because when I work on people, I want them to be open. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be able to work with somebody that energetically is open, and then I work into the physical and see if I can continue to maintain light pressure or maybe medium to heavy pressure, depending on the individual, so I can get into the fascia and get that to release.
So every session, I think there was one session of the 9 sessions we've had, I was completely blocked. There was one session I was open.
Yep.
And so, but that's how all of our sessions with Eric start. And he measures to see if my energy is closed or open. 9 times, 8 times out of 9, I was closed. And so then what we do is we go through, you know, and I can feel that you are channeling that Christ consciousness because you are so, you have such deep reverence for what you do. And it's a, like I said, it's a spiritual experience. And like after we're done, I'm wide open. And so, but I think more important for people listening is, you know, why I wanted to have you on, Eric, is I think everything you do and everything you have done for me, there's been a huge value, you know, but the conversations before and after we start are just as valuable as anything, any time that you put your hands on me. And correct. That's what, like, you are and have been an integral part of my life, a mentor that you have taught me so much more when it comes to how to be a man and how to treat a woman. Like my relationship with Melissa, my girlfriend, I've learned more from you on how to be a man and how to treat her with the respect and love that women deserve. Like that is just as important of what you've taught me and how much you've helped me as anything. It's just as important as anything you do when you put your hands on me and the healing and, you know, you channeling that Christ consciousness. And it comes back to you being a mentor and a guide and a trusted elder and a humble servant. Like you have what I want. And that's why it's so important to have you on for people listening, because we all need people in life. We all need a trusted friend, a coach, a mentor to lean on and to surround ourselves with, because like how you are, you have this peace about you, and it's healthy, conscious masculinity. And I want it. And that's why I wanted to have you on, because we all need people. We can't do this alone, especially as men trying to be the lone wolf and pretend that everything's okay. Like being in recovery, there's people committing suicide, overdosing on drugs. It's getting, that's the real epidemic. So I want to just more than anything else, acknowledge you, Eric, because during the holidays, it's more important than ever to acknowledge the people around us who've had a positive impact in our life. And you are that person. You've taught me how to be a man more than anybody else. And I just want to acknowledge you for that, man, more than anything else.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, you mentioned an important thing, and it's that communication, you know, the communication before and after the treatment is, you know, and it, you have to know that I don't do the work. The work, I'm only a facilitator of the light. The work is done by you. So, you know, as much as you are appreciative of me, I'm appreciative of you, because, you know, I work with a lot of people that really want to get to that point where they have that calm and serenity, but they don't want to do the work. They want this magic pill, so it just happens overnight. And I'll tell you, you know, on my spiritual journey, I would say it took, you know, 6-7 years to get to this point. I have this amazing discipline because of my martial arts training, but that communication that you shared with me before and after is what, part of it is what opens you up, because, you know, I like to check in and see where the person's at, you know, where did they stumble, or where did they succeed from the time we last met? And that is a perfect opportunity for a man to humble himself, you know, for a man to, you know, share that, hey, you know what, I messed up. It's okay. You know, but how are we going to learn from it? How are we going to, you know, progress from it? That's the key of healing. And, you know, when a man can open up and share his feelings with another brother or a family member or what have you, that is where it's all at. So communication is key. You know, a lot of people's throat chakras are closed. So that first opening into the, you know, the higher realms, the higher vibration, getting your intuition and your crown to open up is really key for men, because we're really grounded. You know, we want to be this, you know, macho man, and we want to suppress our feelings and we don't want to cry. That's where society's all wrong. You know, it's okay to cry. It's okay to get in touch with your, you know, inner self, your heart, your feminine energy. It's part of the healing process, because we have to have that balance from the masculine and feminine energy. And, you know, where I got this, you know, maybe because God blessed me with two beautiful daughters, and I had to learn how to, you know, raise a daughter, treat a daughter. How do I want others to treat my daughters? And for me, always living by example, I had to really show my daughters, you know what, I'm going to treat my wife with respect, honesty, and treat her like a woman should be. And it's paid off, because now my daughters, when they have really good boyfriends, but it's because of the way I've treated my wife is what they're looking for a spouse. Mm-hmm. So, you know, keep that in mind, listeners out there. If you have daughters and you show respect and treat your wife well, your daughter is going to be attracted to that type of man. If you're mean, or you talk down to your wife or whatever, your daughter is going to attract that type of individual. And that to me is the most important to pass on to my family and generations ahead.
Well said, man. I'm so glad you talked about that, Eric, because I know for me, you know, my dad did the best he could with what he had, but like, I wasn't taught, you know, the rites of passage. I know you're a strong believer in this, from, you know, boy psychology, from boys to men. I know there's a huge gap. There's a huge missing link in our society of how to bring the boys along into becoming men, that rites of passage. And so for people listening, I know, you know, there's a lot of broken homes and dads aren't around, but for people listening who want more of that, like, what's the first actionable step men can take to start to embody that, either for themselves, their son, or a loved one that they want to be a more positive impact mentor towards?
Yeah, I think most men think change needs to happen to others first. And the most important is to know that, hey, the change needs to start here. If you change and you become that positive influence, if you give positive affirmations to your loved ones or your family, you stay positive, you don't raise your voice, you try to communicate properly, you try to share that energy. When it starts with you, everything around you starts to follow suit. So all I could recommend is know that, you know, you can change any scenario, any situation, by just, you know, knowing that it has to start with you, and it's all about love.
My favorite quote: be the change that you want to see in the world.
That's it.
Or as Michael Jackson said it, man in the mirror, baby.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I know, you know, it's important to acknowledge you, and for people listening, acknowledge our loved ones. It comes back to Eric saying it's all about how we communicate with each other with love and respect. And that's one thing I've learned from Eric is, you know, not just my girlfriend, but everybody around me. How do I communicate? Am I respecting and honoring them? And you know, you have been that mentor for me, Eric, in your own life. Have there been mentors that have helped you get from where you were to where you are today that you can acknowledge and think of?
Oh, for sure. I have tons. I mean, you can't, you know, you can't do it on your own. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the internet, and, you know, that's great, and you could learn and you can follow influencers and this and that, but it's that personal touch, you know, whether it's a school teacher, a coach. For me, you know, for me, it was it started with my martial arts instructors. You know, I had some instructors that were, you know, great martial artists, yet not so good on the other side. And I had other instructors that were, you know, super solid martial artists and super solid family people, men in Christ. And so you have to be really observant, because you could learn from those that are doing the wrong thing too. You know, which path do I want to go down? Do I want to go down his path, or do I want to go down his path? So, and then with that, it's finding, like you did, finding a healer that understands you and where you're at in your spiritual journey and what you need. And I'll tell you, there's not one person that has all the answers. So for me, you know, I've had, you know, people that do energy work. I have people that do body work. I have people that do other types of modalities. And I think what you need to do is know that you are the center of your circle, and you want to build that circle of friends, family, mentors, instructors that are just going to lift you up. And I think it's important to build a team. You know, you have to have, you know, family members that are on your side supporting you. You have to have friends that are there to support you. You have to have healers. You have to have, you know, psychologists, therapists, all the above. So, you know, I just recommend that everybody just builds that team around them and, you know, put in the action and do the work.
Beautiful. Well said. And I'm wondering, I don't know this answer. I've never asked you this, but was there a time in your life, Eric, where something happened, where there was a aha, a call to action, a shift, something that happened in your life that changed the trajectory of the path that you're on, the purpose that you're in right now in this season of your life? Is there something happened that shifted that for you?
Yeah, I think there was a couple little shifts, and then there was a big shift. I think, you know, little shifts being, you know, I was raised Catholic. I was always interested in faith. I was always, you know, my wife's very religious. It's very, very smart. It was very hard to find a church that we really connected with. When I moved to Kauai, I met this pastor. He was from New York. It was kind of like, you know, there was a church that was all locals, and this New York pastor, and he did martial arts. And I was able to connect my hobby, which was martial arts, and my spiritual path. And it really helped me connect that. So, you know, I was baptized again in Kauai with them, and that was a great moment. But moving forward through that, you know, I had some challenges, some ups and downs, you know, the market, jobs, moving and stuff like that, which kind of threw me off my path. So then come now, I have, you know, a strong foundation of faith. I have this idea of where I want to go, but I just had so much going on in my mind, you know. You know, where I should be, what I should be doing, you know, who should I be doing it with, where, you know, where's the future, retirement. And I was just kind of like overthinking too much. And I did sit with some plant medicine that really like changed my life. And from that day forward, it felt like a great reset. And I was able to clear and remove anything from the past that didn't serve me. And I was able to, from that day moving forward, make a drastic change where, you know what, I'm not going to go back. Never drank again, never smoked again. Just, you know what, I'm going to go on this super health kick journey. And I think an injury, a back injury, really set that in motion. But since that day forward, I've just, you know, what do I do to clean this vessel, this temple of mine? I only get one of them. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make sure that I'm putting all the right food and nutrients and supplements in my body so my body can heal from the inside out. And then also, you know, with the body work, you know, how do I get rid of all these injuries that have slowed me down in the future or made me angry? How do I like get rid of those, get my flexibility back, pull the pain out of my hips? Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at today. I feel great. I'm moving better than ever. And for someone that loves to stay active and train and do martial arts or do sports and activities at an age past, you know, mid 40s into your 50s and 60s, is just super important for our mental stability. You know, if you're a surfer or a martial artist or into other sports, you want to continue doing that, because when you can't do that no more, part of you dies. And, you know, you don't want that part of you to die at 50. You know, it's okay if it dies at 70 or 80 and then you can, you know, relax and enjoy the rest of your life. But that's what was important and a big change for me.
Mm. That was, I feel like I know you even more now. That's a great, I didn't know that. So, and the thing I want to end on is this, what you just said, Eric. I have coaching clients who are men who are retired. Some of them are retired early in life, you know, 48 to 50. Others are 70 to 80 with poor health, that they're bound in a wheelchair and they're not active at all because they sacrificed their health for so long to make money, material success, yeah, to build their businesses and then sell it, to accumulate financial wealth at the expense of their physical health. So like, that's not what I want to be. I don't want to, that's not the life I want. And so for men, I know this definition of success is it's materialistic success and how much money we accumulate in our society seems to be the norm. And it's very dangerous because of, you see it, I see it.
Yep.
Like, that's not what I want. I want to be active and doing the things, yoga, surfing, hiking at age 70 that I'm doing at age 43 right now. So my question to you is, what is your definition of success?
My definition of success is, you know, I want to be pain-free. Okay. I want to wake up in the morning and not have these aches and pains. I want to be comfortable. I don't want to have to stress about money. I don't want to have to, you know, worry about material things. You know, I leave that all to the wife. I don't look at finances. I don't look at any of that stuff. I have I was blessed with a very beautiful and trustworthy wife. So I leave that all to her. For me, I just want to keep my mobility, my movement. I want to, you know, wake up each day and just be able to enjoy it to the fullest, because my Sifu once said, you know, the only thing you can't buy is time. And, you know, time is precious, and, you know, we're not getting any younger, but these bodies that we have, they can rebuild itself. It's never too late to start. You know, I know people in their 60s, 70s that are, you know, like you said, they spent all their time making money, but now they're chasing it. So, you know, it's never too late. Don't give up, and, you know, find that freedom within.
Within being the key word, not externally.
Yeah.
How free do you want to be? That's the question.
That's right. Yeah. You know, it's about getting in the flow too. You know, you have to get into that sink and flow where you wake up happy, you go to bed happy, and, you know, you wake up and you do it again, and you just stay in that positive attitude, and, you know, things that you need, opportunities, all that will come as long as you're doing the work, staying positive, helping others, and just, you know, give it all up to our Father in heaven.
Okay. Last question. What are some actionable things people listening right now can do, Eric, what can they start doing today that are actionable and practical to start getting into that flow state, which creates a sense of inner freedom? How do they start?
Okay. First thing, the spiritual. You have to have that connection with God. You got to have that personal relationship where, you know, you're praying, you're communicating, you're accountable. Okay. And knowing that everything that you do, God's watching. So do the right thing. You know, second, mental, you gotta clear the chatterbox, you know, try to do some meditation. You know, what happens is society, the first thing they do when they wake up is they pick up their phone and they start looking at their phone. The last thing they do when they go to bed, they're looking at their phone. So mm-hmm. I try to give myself time in the morning and at night when I completely unplug from electronics and let the mind just rest. Meditation, yoga, whatever it is, clear the mind. And then three is the physical part. Get out there, move the body. Mm-hmm. Okay. Move the body, whether it's yoga, any types of sports, walking. If walking's not available, just, you know, moving the body, you know, that morning stretch. You have to stay active. And also put in your body that's healthy. Stay away from the sugar, the processed stuff, you know, get into more of a healthy diet. Stay away from sodas, you know, make sure you're drinking good alkaline water. You know, our body 70% water. Get some good water. Make sure you're taking your supplements and vitamins and your minerals, and you know, just stay light, stay positive, and stay in Christ.
Amen. Cool. So for people listening, Eric, who want to reach out to you and connect with you, what's the best way for them to do it?
I'm on Instagram, Casa de Warrior. You know, it's House of the Warriors. I like to build light warriors, people that want to fight. You can find me, Casa de Warrior. That's the best way. I'm in San Clemente. I don't do any other advertisement, even on my Instagram. I don't advertise my services. It's just word of mouth, come experience, and I promise I won't let you down.
I know you don't advertise, and that's why you being so humble, that's why I want to promote for you, because I love you so much, man. It's word of mouth. In my experience over the last 9 months, like, the best compliment I can give you, Eric, is having this conversation and just sharing with others the impact you've had, the positive impact you've had in my life is my greatest testimony and my greatest way of saying thank you.
Yeah. And for me is the same. Keep doing the work, keep sharing the message, you know, keep helping as many people as you can, because this, you know, this world needs it, and we need more people like you and I to spread the message and spread the love.
Cool, man. I love you. I appreciate you. I'll put your Instagram handle in the show notes, and thanks for all you do, man.
Yeah, I love you too, brother. Thank you so much for having me. God bless.
Until next time, friends.
See you.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to that episode with Eric Betancourt. Hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I did recording it. He has been that integral male influence in my life, that mentor. And if I could be that mentor to you, for you listening, or somebody that you love, it's my purpose in life. I have a mentoring coaching program. If you're interested in more details, please send me a message on my website, theandrewschultz.com, or my Instagram handle, Positive Impact Andrew. Send me a DM to schedule a 30-minute connection call. On that call, we'll talk about uncovering the things that are getting in the way of you being your best self and the highest good. Discovering the negative impact it's having on you and those around you, and discarding those old ways of being to create new positive, healthy habits and new ways of being to step into your power, to take responsibility and create new possibilities in your life. I would love to work with you. So if this is you, send me a message, my website or Instagram. Let's schedule a call. And I'm excited to connect. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Until next time, have a beautiful day.